I got here and they were down to the last two tubes, so I'm heading over to the next one.
Lab Work, one of the few COVID-19 testing sites open on Christmas. With reduced hours and only a few locations, people are lining up.
Our family members wanted us to do a PCR test. We've done a couple at-home tests, the rapid ones.
Leading up to the holiday, New York reaching a record number of positive COVID-19 tests. 44,431 people positive for COVID-19 in just one day. Omicron sweeping through the tri-state and the country, now the dominant variant. So many people getting sick, airlines continue to cancel flights today, citing staffing shortages. New York's governor, in a Christmas Eve message, announcing new isolation guidelines for the state's frontline workers to prevent a staffing crisis. COVID-positive critical workers may be able to go back to work after 5 days, but only
if they are fully vaccinated, and are asymptomatic, or their symptoms have been resolving and they have no fever for the last 72 hours.
And while Omicron infections at this point seem to be more mild than previous variants, the New York State Department of Health announcing that pediatric hospitalizations are rising, encouraging parents to get children 5 and up vaccinated. And as of December 24th, New York State's Health Department reports that only 16% of 5 to 11-year-olds are fully vaccinated. Rutabay?